Hello and welcome to my podcast on photography. My name is Ewan Bell. This series started life as a YouTube vlog, but you can now listen to each episode here as a podcast as well. If you would like to watch the YouTube version, just head to my website or search for me on YouTube. I love getting comments from listeners and especially love getting inspiration from your questions. Thanks for joining me today. I feel I'm going to have to be careful how I step into this subject today. I know there's going to be a risk of offending some people who enjoy shooting with manual exposure. In a recent video, I was answering a question for someone who wants to shoot with aperture priority, but also wants to have a bit of control over shutter speed. And one of the comments coming back was along the lines of, why don't you just shoot manual exposure? And there are good reasons that I don't push beginners to shoot manual exposure. And I know that right there, right from that point, I'm going to be at odds with some people. But I do want to explain why, and I want to explain some of my personal experiences that have led me to that conclusion. There's a certain school of thought with photography that if you're not shooting manual exposure, then you're not doing real photography. And I think this is bullshit. I think this is a terrible, terrible bit of advice to give to someone. My wife and I, we run a few food photography workshops and we see people achieve something that they never thought they could achieve during the few days that those workshops run. And we love seeing that. And I remember one particular lady that we caught up with a few years down the track. We actually brought another workshop group to her business so we could all take photos and enjoy the space. She had this really beautiful, creative space in the countryside. And it took me a little while to realize during that visit that she wasn't taking photos herself. We thought this was a little bit surprising because she's really good at it. Her photos were lovely. What we remember from what she did on the workshop was lovely. We'd seen beautiful things on her Instagram feed since the workshop. So we couldn't quite understand what was going on. We had a little quiet chat with a cup of tea later, and she explained that she had done another workshop and literally was chastised, was almost yelled at for not shooting manual. And she was pushed into, you must learn how your camera works manually if you are ever going to be a decent photographer. And the way that played out was that she was not comfortable shooting manual. She was thinking so much about the camera, she lost all of her confidence in her composition and ended up losing confidence even in just taking shots at all because she believed what she was told. She was listening to someone who had, you know, 100,000 followers on their Instagram or whatever, and this person must know what they're doing, and this person says, if I'm not shooting manual, then I'm doing it wrong. It was terrible advice, and it hurt her. It actually hurt her. It made her feel small. It made her feel talentless, and it stopped her from actually being able to do something she was already good at. And so we took her camera and we set up a regular baseline with aperture priority because with still life and you're shooting food and stuff, you generally want to shoot at f2 with your 50mm lens. And we just set everything up as we would have during a workshop. You could see the life coming back into her in the space of seconds. She'd look on the back of the camera and go, well, that just looks fantastic. And then she starts stepping into it and she starts looking for compositions and she's turning off that part of the brain that's like, oh, but I need to know what my exposure is doing. I need to know what this is doing. There's a difference between doing everything yourself and being in control. You don't have to do everything yourself in order to be in control. There are automated features on your camera that will do a really good job. So long as you are deciding when and how they are implemented, you're still in control. Metering exposure is something cameras do really well. And you can look at the back of the camera and you can see if it's wrong or if it's out and you can correct for it. You can keep on top of it without having to do everything manually. Not everyone is going to be comfortable with manual exposure, and especially when they're learning. Learning to use a camera manually, completely manually, is not necessarily teaching you photography better. It's teaching you how the camera works. If you think about your car, you get behind the wheel, you drive the car, you've learned how the gears work, you've learned how to put things into a certain gear, how the brake works, how the accelerator, and you learn to drive the car. Some people will know how to change the oil in their engine. Some people will know how to check for the oil in their engine. Some people won't. Doesn't change whether or not you can drive the car to get to where you need to go. And it's the same with your camera. You don't have to be that person who knows everything about the camera. You don't need to know every feature of the camera. You don't need to understand how every item in the menu works. You need to know something. You don't need to know everything. The more you focus on the camera, the less you're focusing on your photography. There is a difference. Your brain is thinking about what f-stop you should be on and whether you've underexposed or overexposed. And this is more work. This is more labor. For some people, this is part of the process. This is an enjoyable part of the process. This is an essential part. For some people, this is how they get to the composition they want. I'm not suggesting that no one should be shooting completely manual. And that's kind of the point. My beef here is with someone who told this lady she had to shoot manual. There are times when I shoot completely manual. There are certain techniques when I'm out in the field where manual is definitely the best way to go. I do this when I'm shooting auroras or night skies or doing star trails. And for lots of landscape work, it kind of makes sense that once you set up your exposure, you don't really need to change it and you don't want it jumping around on you anyway. Certain situations in the studio when we're using a tripod and the camera's locked off and we're doing a very intricate scene and maybe we're styling things so that we're just changing one little item in the background and then we retake the shot. Those times, manual makes a lot of sense. There are techniques that when you learn to do that technique, you're going to be driving the camera in manual mode. That's a little bit different to when you're shooting travel or shooting street or shooting portraits or shooting still life. As a general rule, most of my photography, I'm definitely not shooting manual at all. I'm using aperture priority and I'm very picky about what f-stop I'm shooting with. So when people ask me for advice, when they say, how should I set my camera up? How should I do this? I've got to be careful when I give advice. I don't want to set someone up to fail. I don't want to be the reason they can't get to where they want to get. When I'm running a workshop or running a tour, it is so important that every single day people have a win, that they achieve something that they set out to do that day. This is so essential. I want people to be encouraged and to move forward and to achieve. For some people, that could mean that they want to shoot completely manual and they want to know the exposure and they really want to dial into that aspect of how the camera's working. And I don't need to get in the way of that. But if someone's beginning from scratch and they're learning, one of the things I'm looking for is, where is the friction? What is holding them back? What is getting in the way? I do not subscribe to the idea that you can't be a good photographer unless you know everything about photography. And you don't need to know everything about exposure. You want to understand how the camera works. You want a general understanding. And you want to know what happens when you change certain things. You don't have to constantly operate in a mode of manual exposure. And I know there's going to be people who are going to say, oh, but this is a foundation and this is how you're going to learn better. For some people, that might be the case. But when someone comes to me and asks me for help, the advice I'm going to give them is, what can you let the camera handle so you can concentrate on photography? Photography is a creative process. You are creating something through the lens and you are trying to express yourself and you want to see something in your head and translate that into the image and you want to focus on composition and light. You don't want to get caught up in having to know the exact ISO or the exact shutter speed that's happening in any one moment. And that's why I like using auto ISO with minimum shutter. So I can set the aperture I want, either I want shallow depth of field or I want lots of depth of field. One person even said that what they do is they have it in manual exposure so they can set the shutter and they can set the f-stop and they let the auto ISO handle exposure. One caveat to that is that can trip you up when you step into very bright light and suddenly you're overexposed. So again, the more I can have the camera doing the heavy lifting for me, I'm going to let it do it. I let my camera do the white balance. I let my camera meter exposure. If I feel the camera's not getting it right, I'm going to step in. And this is especially in complex light. And I do like shooting in complex light. So metering on your camera is a whole other question, how to set up your camera for metering. And generally, I leave everything on the default settings. I am very simple with how I have that aspect of the camera set up, but I'm looking for where I need to step in and override. That might mean that I'm going to apply exposure compensation, or I might use exposure lock. So I might take the light from one part of the scene and lock my exposure to that and let that apply to the whole scene. Because I do like complex light. I like shooting into the light. I like it when I have shadows and silhouettes, and I just like complexity. And complexity is harder. Cameras don't understand the complexity that we're looking for. Even in complex light, I can use the automated features of the camera, and I'm choosing to stay in control. I can step in when I need to. So that's my argument for not shooting manual. And again, this is a creative choice. And for me, I want to think about what I'm seeing through the lens. I don't want to be caught up in, do I have to stop and pause and rethink my exposures before I go back to my compositions? I just want to let the camera handle as much as possible and let my brain handle the creative process and think about what the scene is there. Think about what is outside the lens, not just what I'm seeing through the lens. I want my brain to be thinking about photography, not cameras. And especially for beginners, my message to you is you do not need to know everything about your camera. You do not need to be a warrior of manual exposure. You can just pick up that camera. You can use any of the automated modes that you want. And the good thing about the priority mode, so shutter priority or aperture priority, is that you're letting the camera step in and do things, but you can still be in control. You can still be in control. So that's my thought for the day. I hope I haven't upset too many people out there who absolutely are shooting completely manual. And I am not saying that you need to change. Absolutely not. All I'm saying is when you're giving advice to people starting out from scratch, if they're beginners and they're asking for help, it's not necessarily the best option to force them to do things one way or another. And I want to give people the best opportunity to succeed. I always enjoy getting comments back from people and continuing these conversations. So please feel free to leave a comment at the end of this video, or if you're listening to the podcast, drop me an email, and I hope to hear from you guys soon. Have a great day.